الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر: وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: اللهم اجعل سريرتي خيرا من علانيتي، واجعل علانيتي صالحا، أو كما قال لي الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders, ulama ikram, elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, kindness, Allah ta'ala, who is arhamur rahimeen, the embodiment of mercy, the creator of mercy, So it is only the demand of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has created the entire makhluk. All the creation Allah created out of the demand of the mercy of Allah. And then from all the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His extreme kindness, Allah ta'ala has chosen me and you to be ashraful makhlukah, to be the best of all creation. A person, Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an Kareem that we should ponder over this reality. Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ هِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, O mankind, after we have created you, don't you have time, even 1-2 minutes, to ponder and think? That first of all, once upon a time, you are a non-entity. Nobody spoke of you. Who gave you existence? An existence in what a manner and from what? Allahu Akbar. That's a different subject on his own. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody spoke about you, nobody knew you. We gave you existence. We brought you into existence in the best of forms. And we send you into the dunya to prove your worth, that you are the best of all creation. But unfortunately, man comes in this world, gets lost and caught up in the environment, and then we forget the reality of what is a human being, what is insan. And generally a person, because we're living in this outward world and we only see things of dunya, so our minds become very limited, that we only look at the outward things and we think that that is our value. We value ourselves according to the outward things we have got, which in reality, that is not our real value. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, out of Allah Ta'ala's extreme kindness, Allah Ta'ala saw that mankind has forgotten his reality, and mankind is totally lost, forgot what is insaniyat. Every type of evil you could think of was prevalent on the face of the earth. And that was the days known as Ayyami Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. There were not no institutes, etc., no madaris, no teachers, basically. So people were living in a state of barbarism. Yet they regarded themselves as very honorable people. They regarded themselves as very great people. But they were living in such barbarism that Allahu Akbar, even the Roman and Persian did not want to rule over the Arabs at that time. They said, "Antum abidu abidina." You are the slaves of our slaves. But they were none the worse. So, respected elders and friends, when mankind lost its honor, its respect, its dignity, was living in the world of darkness, which Allah Ta'ala beautifully paints the picture: "Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd, idha akhraja yadahu lam yakad yahraha." وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. There were layers of darkness. Like if a person dives into the ocean, The divers that go down, the deeper they go, becomes more and more darker. They can't see even their hands. So the more a person dives into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get lost in the environment, then a person goes into total darkness. He can't see his own reality. He forgets himself. And وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَوْ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't take you out from that nur, or from that darkness, and bring you into the light of the recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that person will be a goner. He'll be in total loss. And as Allah Ta'ala says, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Your dunya also will be a total loss. You'll just waste your life. You won't get any benefit in dunya. And worse, if we didn't realize this and we left this world in this world in that way, then akhirat forever and ever, khalidina fiha abada, that person will be in everlasting destruction. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has created us out of His mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want any insan, any human being, any jinnat to be lost and go into destruction. Allah Ta'ala has not created, aliyazu billah, Jahannam, that Allah wants to throw anybody in Jahannam. If that was the case, then Allah Ta'ala would have not given stern warnings in the Quran-i-Kareem. And Allah Ta'ala would have not mentioned, and very clearly, and who can paint a better picture than Allah Rabbul Izzat, with regard to Jannah, with regard to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala very sternly and with very great kindness, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. That, oh my beloved friends, oh people of Iman, and this is the first sign of insaniyah, that you recognize who gave you life, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And you accept, acknowledge wholeheartedly, that Allah gave me my life, I belong to Allah. So if I belong to Allah, I must be only loving in the obedience of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that please, Allahu Akbar, how a father, a ustad, a sheikh, how they plead to us that please don't go in that wrong direction. Then you'll go into destruction. But still we see children, we see murids like myself, useless, we still don't listen. And we fall into difficulties, and then we don't know, we're crying ourselves, and we can't sort out our problems. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of kindness, Allah Ta'ala did not create Jahannam, as Allah Ta'ala, many people have got this wrong notion, aliyazu billah, that Allah has created Jahannam to punish us. No. Allah Ta'ala has created Jahannam so that we realize that we don't go in the wrong direction. And don't go to that direction. It's total harm for you. But when Allah Ta'ala saw that mankind still doesn't realize, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat came into Josh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentioned, when the world was lost in darkness, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. What did Allah Ta'ala again create and send to save us out of the darkness? Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest salvage. As Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah Ta'ala sent Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy unto mankind, to show us that Allah has created us out of His mercy. And Allah wants us to live in His mercy. So when Allah Ta'ala saw us lost in darkness, Allah Ta'ala sent an embodiment of mercy, an embodiment of nur in the form and the personality of none other than the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose sadqa Allah has created the whole creation. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That what has come to you? You are totally lost. Oh people, you are living in a state of ignorance. What has come to you? A nur, an embodiment of light. And as ulama mufassirin have explained, that we find when Allah Ta'ala talks of darkness, Allah uses the plural, zulumat. There are many avenues of darkness, and many different ways of going towards darkness. But when Allah talks of nur, then it is singular. Because there is only one light, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. This nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engulfs the heavens, the earth, everything. So if we come into this connection with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will see very clearly that all these outward things are just deception. And how to get this nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this you can't find it in any kitab, you can't get it on the internet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system is that Allah ta'ala sends it down. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانٍ. That Allah ta'ala sends down this nur which gives a person sakina, tranquility. Sakina is no auntie or no lady we're talking about. Sakina is that special peace and tranquility. And such a life a person lives. Outwardly you'll see him as a simple person. He might not even have a car, or he might be driving a very simple car, simple clothing. But what enjoyment he has got in his heart, you can't explain that. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, they tell the kings of this world that if they know the enjoyment the Ahlullah has got in their heart, they will come with all their armies to try and strike and attack them and get that enjoyment, but they can't get that enjoyment by it. That enjoyment comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat, one beautiful poem that comes to mind at this moment, get outwardly when you look at people, you think they are enjoying life. Don't get fooled with the outward things. Enjoyment, as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, it's not what outward things. Enjoyment is an inside condition. Success is an inside condition. And as we will explain, this beautiful dua of Nabi Akram, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which teaches us our reality, the reality of insaniyat. So Hazrat's beautiful poem, that shaho ke siro mein, taj gira se, aksar dard sa rehta hai, aur ahle wafa ke sino mein, ek noor ka darya behta rehta hai. Hazrat says, the kings of the world, won't ask anybody, and these are referring to those kings that live in the disobedience of Allah. Otherwise it doesn't mean a person can't be rich and still have the nur of Allah in his heart. But those kings that are just looking for pomp and glory and looking at the outward things of this world, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمَنِ الْآخِرَةِهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only see the outward beauties of this world. And like a person might think, what Maulana is saying, that the people were in darkness, so much light, so much electricity. The outward lights of this world are darkness. That today all the big lights at the casinos, at the clubs, all this where we are going to, that is total darkness. When a person's heart is dark, then those look like beautiful lights for you. But when your light of the heart opens up, then you will see very clearly, يَعْلَمُونَ غَظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَوْمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That these are just the outward deceptions of this world. They don't know the reality of Akhirat. What enjoyment Allah has kept for us in Akhirat, Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine. One hadith comes to mind, that Allah Ta'ala created Jannat, then Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that go and take a tour of Jannat and give me a report. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam took a tour of Jannat and he came back and he said, Ya Allah, what a beautiful place. What an enjoyable place. Such a place. If anybody just knows us, the reality about it, will make every effort that he must be entered in that place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, take a tour of Jahannam and come back and give a report. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam went to Jahannam and when he came back, I witnessed what a report. He said, Ya Allah, such a terrible place, just the thought of it, the scorpions, the snakes, you can't explain, the blazing fires, one fire worse than the other, one valley seeking refuge from the other valley, Such a place, if anybody has an iota of knowledge of that place, will never ever want to go near it and will make every effort to stay far away from it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put two veils, one veil over Jannat, one veil over Jahannam. As Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, هُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَهُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now covered Jahannam with all lust, entertainment, pleasures, put that veil in front and said, Jibreel, now you go back and take a tour of Jahannam and come tell me again what you feel about it. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam went back and he saw all this, the enticement towards going to Jahannam, this entertainment which Allah has put as a test. So when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came back, he said, Ya Allah, that place is terrible. Nobody will want to go near it. But the veil you have put, I am very, very scared. Very, very few people will save themselves from moving that veil and going into that pit. And Allah Ta'ala put a veil in front of Jahannam, which is called Makari. That outwardly in the beginning it seems like difficult. That a person in the beginning, a youngster, as he becomes matured, to get him off of Fajr, it's quite a task, and he feels about difficulty. But as he realizes that what great benefit there is, and what enjoyment there is in the early morning fresh air, and what nuraniyat at that time, then the enjoyment, forget getting off of Fajr, he's up at tahajjud time already. So outwardly it looks difficult to get up a Fajr, to make wuzu, to control our gazes. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam saw Jannat and this veil covered. He said, Ya Allah, I am scared that that beautiful place who everybody wants to go into, but this veil, very few people will make that effort just to move that veil and enter into Jannat. As so beautifully we are taught, there are just two steps to Jannat. One is one firm step on your nafs, and the second step you'll be in Jannat. But unfortunately myself, as Allah Ta'ala has taught us in this ayat, I have recited, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَقُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That hey, make us the muzakara, remind yourself, and particularly for myself, that these things affect my life. So I have to talk about it. And if we talk about it about loud, inshallah, I will listen, we can ponder about it. And let us take introspect and check our own life. And accordingly, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that the most important thing to become insaniyat first is that make dua to Allah Ta'ala. In the Quran Kareem, in the very first chapter, after Allah explains the demand of His mercy, then Allah Ta'ala explains, when I've made you ashraful makhlukat, how to remain on this high pedestal, beg Allah Ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That, O Allah, you keep us on the straight path. You keep us on this very high position of ashraful makhlukat, this high pedestal. And then Allah Ta'ala showed us that now one is dua, but what dua? We are living in the world of means. And we have to adopt the means. But realize the means also comes from musabbibul asbab, from the creator of means. So we have to use the means because we are the slaves, the servants of Allah. But the work Allah will do for us. But we have to show to Allah Ta'ala that we are the talib and talib-e-sadiq. That all the time a person is desirous that, O Allah, please make me a true insan. And this is what we have come here, this Islahi majalis, etc. As our Hazrat has taught us so beautifully. Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that if you want to become a big Sufi, that you think you'll walk around with a tasbih and just be making zikr and tahajjud and you'll be a very great wali of Allah Ta'ala, then you're in a different khanka, then you're in a different place. Then this majlis of mine won't suit you. But if you want to become an insan, a human being, then you come to this majlis. Then you will learn how to become a human being. And inshallah we will discuss very briefly from this dua which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. And here also we learn that duas are very, very important, very important, very important. But when a person first of all becomes a human being and then he becomes a Muslim, from the sources, the right sources, then he will know how to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person is not even a true human being, and then we making dua, but we don't even know how to make dua. Like our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that there was a person, Allah gave him the opportunity. This is just an incident, but for me and you to take a lesson, the moral of the story, that Allah Ta'ala gave him the opportunity, that three du'as accepted immediately. Three du'as readily accepted. Allahu Akbar. If a person got one du'a readily accepted, what can be said? Three du'as. So a person in haste, when we're not insan, then we just look at the outward things, the outward attractions. So in haste, he loved his paloni for breakfast. So he said, Ya Allah, give me paloni. So paloni fell in the plate. Now Allahu Akbar. The wife, she said, what a dua, you wasted one dua already. No, the wife, out of the very eagerly, she just made dua in haste. Said, Oh Allah, my husband likes paloni. Give us paloni. So every day I can prepare for him breakfast with paloni. So he got upset and angry that he is stupid. What dua? You wasted one dua. So he, in the fit of anger, instead of realizing the second dua, he wasted that, Ya Allah, let this paloni get stuck on her nose. Now what, two duas down the drain. So what third dua is left? That, Ya Allah, let that paloni fall back in the plate, and who'll want to eat that paloni? So myself, we get the opportunity of making dua. You go to Allahu Akbar, multism, and there we making dua, Ya Allah, this Ferrari I still want, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just give me this Ferrari. Just give me this, the shop. Just give me this. These are all like Allah Akbar. Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, for Allah Ta'ala to give you one cotton bud and to give you the whole world, it's the same value. There's no real value and difference between the two. But when we don't know, when we are not insan, then we are attaching value to these things, these outward things. And similarly today, when Allah Ta'ala saw insan is lost in his ego, in his passion, forgot himself, Allah sent Rahmatulil Alameen. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what that nur to take out this insan from darkness. And such darkness insan was lost, that if a person ponders, it was totally impossible that nation could be saved and taken out from darkness. But what an effort Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Never left one stone unturned, that till the last person should get hidayat and come out of darkness. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made such an effort that people that were lost in darkness, Allah Ta'ala praises them in the Qur'an-i Kareem, Rijal. That these are men. Who are those men who saw the nur of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they held firm onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam under all conditions. Whichever country they went to, wherever they went, they all the time, and Allahu Akbar. This is the Islam, what we learn from our elders. One beautiful dua of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Ya Allah, jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, hamesha meri taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paaband rahe. That, oh Allah, whichever environment I can be a big businessman, flying in the air first class alone, no wife, but my taqwa be intact. I don't flirt around, I don't realize, I don't lose my sanity, and I should be following sunnah. I shouldn't fall into an inferiority complex, that today they will call you a terrorist. Let them label you what they want to. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bada al-Islamu ghariba, wa sayaudu kama bada, fatuba lil-ghuraba. Islam at all times will be like a stranger. Those that are real, firm, so-called orthodox, that follow firmly on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll be labeled whatever. But fatuba, great tidings for them. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we think that insaniyat is just this outward body. And for this outward body, Allahu Akbar, sadly forget woman folk. Today men go to beauty parlors. Today men going to the barber shop and getting a massage and then getting a facelift and all that. Allahu Akbar. A poet says it so beautifully, that, oh ignorant man, you're standing in front of the mirror and you're scratching that one black dot on your face. 100,000 black dots have settled in your heart, you're not worried of that. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us how to make dua. Then the effort of that dua, that connects yourself the sohbat of the Ahlullah, the effect of their dua will now come into existence. So first is to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to make that little effort. And here Allah has made it, Allah Akbar, the friends of Allah, they go out to the world looking for us, giving their time. As Allah ta'ala has commanded the greatest personality, and we see those who follow in their footsteps, they do the same. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. That, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to be in the close proximity. Says, Alhamdulillah, in my ummah, Allah has kept such people that I have to sit with them. So these are great gatherings that Allah has commanded the mashayikh to find these people. So in today's time, very quickly we'll wrap up. That was the days of Jahiliyyah. Today we regarded ourselves as a scientific age. We are very progressive. We are living in a digital world, and as our Shaykh Allah Akbar beautifully puts it, the Dajjal Satal, digital, that is the talk and the music of the Dajjal all the time on the digital. And we are stuck in so much darkness today, which is called sophisticated darkness. And we are trying to prove our darkness to be correct. Whereas we in such a time, as Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, today we boast, I got so many megabyte CDs of my Sheikh. I got so many this sticks and that sticks. He says, how much, I'm talking to myself, how much of the teachings of your Sheikh has come into your life. Even if one teaching comes, your dunya will be made, your akhirat will be made. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminds us the reality of insan is not just this outward body. Allahumma jal sarirati khayram min alaniyati. Oh Allah, make my inside, my ruh. My name is actually my ruh. And that is what Allah Ta'ala teaches us in this ayat, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْتِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. One day the body will be going to the qabr, but the ruh will be taken out. When it comes out from your mouth, your eyes pop out. Your mouth is wide open to see the color of our ruh. And at that time, Hazrat teaches us, if we didn't make our Islah, let it not be myself, just a talk shop, that my ruh is black and I'm shocked. Let our ruh become a white box. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Allah, make my inside better than my outside. And for that we need the sohbat of the Ahlullah, the correct environment, good friends, read the kitabs of the Ahlullah, and talk about this to our families, and make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and save ourselves from the wrong environment. And together with that one aspect, wajal alaniyati saliha. Don't have this wrong notion. Many people say, why must I keep a beard? Why must I wear parda? My heart is clean. Hazrat beautifully says, the place of parda is the face. Don't put it in the heart. The heart got angina, a lot of other problems. Now you're still stuffing a parda in there. Or putting your beard in there. Put it where it must be. But anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us, if your heart is clean, your outside will shine. Your outside will be a pious appearance. So both are important aspects. One is that don't just make your outside and feel pious. The inside is important. And if the inside, you start cleaning your inside, your outside will automatically start becoming pure. When Sahaba came in the gathering of the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, automatically they started changing their lifestyle, their clothing, their dressing. When their hearts became pure, what an environment we can't imagine. So similarly, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that our youngsters, that they are living in this fashionable world, just encourage them. Bring them to the company of the Ahlullah. Don't tell them that you can't, you have to go with kurta and see how your hair looks, however they are, what their jeans, whatever, just bring them there regularly. You will see when that light just touches that heart, automatically your son will start wearing changing his clothing. He'll start to wearing his beard, his direction will get correct. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.